USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Pfizer looking to break new ground in COVID vaccinations. The drug maker recently becoming the first vaccine maker in the U.S. to seek full FDA approval. Right now, the vaccine being administered under EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. This coming as efforts continue to get more people vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on ABC's The View Friday.
Now is the time we need to do the hard work. We need to make sure that it's convenient. We need to talk to people one at a time. We need to talk to them through trusted messengers. Not everybody wants to hear from the CDC director. They may want to hear from their local church, their community-based organization, their own pharmacist or physician.
Meanwhile, Pfizer also applying for an EUA to administer its vaccine to those as young as 12. 2020, a year unlike any other in California history. For the first time ever, the state's population goes down last year by almost 200,000 people. The California Department of Finance calculates the drop is almost 0.5%. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The jobs report shows a slower-than-expected recovery from the pandemic. The April jobs report released yesterday shows 266,000 jobs added, numbers economists call disappointing.
We were looking for on the order of 1 million jobs being added on the month on the heels of roughly 1 million in the previous month. We were looking for the unemployment rate to move down. Instead, it moved up a bit.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick talking to USA Radio News Friday. The unemployment rate rising to just over 6%. President Biden, though, says the economy is moving in the right direction and we need to be patient as we recover the millions of jobs lost during the pandemic. Liz Cheney in danger of losing her leadership post in the Republican Party. House Republicans scheduling a vote for Wednesday to possibly remove her as House Republican conference chair. She's considered the third most powerful House Republican. Some GOP members upset with Cheney for her criticism of former President Trump. New York Republican Elise Stefanik likely to replace Cheney if she's removed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
What you did with your stimulus check may have to do with how much debt you had. Here's Tim Berg.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Move over, Octomom. Wendy King has the story.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Cisse gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nonuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A no-no in Major League Baseball. Cincinnati's Wade Miley throws a no-hitter Friday night in a 3-0 win over the Indians in Cleveland. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.